So I know the opposite side of the coin in this discussion, Steve, and I'm sure you've heard this many times before, and it's coming from landowners. And I think I'm sure as a landowner, you can understand where people are going to have some concerns, mm-hmm. have some questions. But it's coming up with the possibility of the use of eminent domain. And I know those are two very strong words that can be spoken in Iowa. And there's concern that this is more of a private gain for companies than it is a public gain, say, as an electrical grid upgrade or other things that are needed, maybe a rural airport or something like that. What do you say to those concerns that those people are raising?
Well, there's a private company that's putting this into place,
but it's to help all the ethanol plants in the state, and it will help all the farmers in the state. I've got ground that lays close to housing developments and I've got ground that has multiple pipelines running through it. And, anytime I have to do work around a pipeline, you know, the companies are always willing to be there to help you get work around it. And the eminent domain thing, as a farmer, I struggle with eminent domain when you want to put an interstate through my ground, or you want to put a power line through my ground, or you want to put an airport through my ground. And then all of a sudden when something helps farmers, then everybody raises a red flag and cries foul. I just think that's nonsense. The one time we have a eminent domain concern and it helps farmers, then everybody's, upset about it. And so, one solution is widen the corridor and find places for this pipeline to go that's going to work for the landowners that are willing to put the pipeline in. You know, they're paying those landowners considerable amounts of money. They still are able to farm the ground. You know, it's just an easement to be able to get that pipeline put into place. And, I've dealt with those pipelines. They're good people to work with. If somebody ever wanted to come, I could show you what my yield maps, where the pipelines are. And you either have no difference or actually where the pipelines are, it's actually just a touch better. And so I struggle with that a little bit, but I respect everybody's wishes for what they want to do with their own farmland. When we're respecting everybody's wishes, I guess if you want to use eminent domain for an airport or whatever, yeah, that's public good, but somebody is always building that entity, and there's somebody who's always going to make profit off of that entity. Your power companies make profit, whether it's Alliant or Mid-American, your airports make profit off of it. And somebody is funding that. So just like this, somebody's funding this pipeline. And so I just feel like this argument is unfounded, and I think people are short-sighted to see the long-term effects of what it's going to do to the state economy. You take and drop the basis in Iowa off the corn market 25-30 cents. Farmers stop spending money on new vehicles, new equipment. Land values go down, property values go down because land values go down, their tax base goes down. Long-term effects are going to be huge, and I don't think people understand that.
Well, Steve, I know you've given us a lot to think about and, of course, another perspective at looking at it. If folks want to learn more about what Iowa Corn is doing, where do they find that information about some of the information they're sharing?
IowaCorn.org.
All right. Well, Steve, we thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it, as always.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.